Let's take a look at a little farm news here as we wrap up your evening farm report. The House Ag Committee will again hold a hearing on the ag economy Tuesday, February 6th, as the committee continues to take steps for the next farm bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway, a Texas Republican, says the economic situation now, compared to the process of writing the 2014 farm bill, is starkly different.
So as we get closer and closer to actually taking the farm bill to the through committee and onto the House floor, it's not lost on any of us that the writing of this farm bill is dramatically different than what was done in 2014. 2014 was coming off of two or three good years, good yields, good prices. Things were relatively good in production agriculture. Nothing could be further from the truth today. Four-plus years of reduced crop prices, 50% drop in farm net income. So hard times in production agriculture.
The committee has compiled the draft of the farm bill and is awaiting a cost analysis from the Congressional Budget Office. Conaway's office says the draft will be released when all titles of the bill have a score or price tag associated with them. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue will speak with lawmakers during the hearing. Perdue has traveled the nation since becoming secretary, hearing from farmers and ranchers.
He's done a terrific job over the last year of traveling the countryside, going into homes, going into places, and talking to real producers about what struggles they are currently facing. And I look forward to having his wisdom, insight into what we can do to address these issues by having his state of the farm economy presentation.
The current farm bill signed into law in February of 2014 expires later on this year. The dairy industry and the NFL have teamed up to score big for over a decade now with the Fuel Up the Play 60 program. The program took center stage this week in the biggest stage of sports at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. Midwest Dairy Association CEO Lucas Lynch talks about this program and how it's benefiting youth in our schools.
The Fuel Up is what we consider the National Dairy Council message, and the Play 60 is the NFL message. And together, Fuel Up to Play 60 is that premier program now in 73,000 schools across the United States. And this last year, we've really been dedicated in working with the Super Bowl host committee, major donors, especially Minnesota dairy farmers, to drive home the value of 52 weeks of giving, providing in-school grants so that we have better access to breakfast in the classroom, second chance breakfasts, and it's pretty exciting. We think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 19,000 additional breakfasts are being served in Minnesota as a result of that, so we're excited.
Lucas says the really cool thing that during the Super Bowl week is having actual dairy farmers on the ground to share their story and message of dairy.
Right around 65 dairy farmers involved this week in intersecting through the NFL experience with thousands of consumers. People coming through the NFL experience, getting a chance to have a little bit of time in the kid zone and the lower level of the convention center here in Minneapolis, where farmers are right alongside of NFL football players talking to kids about nutrition and wellness and physical activity, and they even get to have fun with a virtual reality booth and look at a dairy farm, pull off the roof, look inside. They can also explore the inside of a locker room. So bringing technology in a modern way to tell dairy farming story, but also that of nutrition and wellness.
Educating today's consumer is a top priority for many in ag organizations, and dairy is no different. Lynch says Midwest Dairy is launching a new vision.
Midwest Dairy's new vision is bringing dairy to life. And the mission and how we do that is being committed to giving consumers an excellent dairy experience. And we do that by providing a conversation, joining them in a conversation, and helping them understand the health benefits in the way that they want to receive that information. And so whether that's taking farmers into unlikely places like the NFL experience during the Super Bowl or online or virtual classrooms, it's really being creative in that way, but helping always bring the message home, because there's probably nobody more trustworthy in the food channel than the hardworking dairy farm families that get up every day to make such a nutritious product come to life.
That's Midwest Dairy Association CEO Lucas Lynch. And that puts the wraps on the Evening Farm Report here on KLGR. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning with the Weekend Farm Show. We're going to hear from things going on at the NCBA with, of course, Mark Malachek, chairman of the Minnesota Beef Council, and Karen Schaefer, executive director of the Beef Council. And we'll also hear from Ashley Coles, executive director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, coming to us from the NCBA meetings in Phoenix. That'll be coming up tomorrow morning around 6:40 here on the Weekend Farm Show. Have a good night.